seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners, and I'm your host, Mahdi. We're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, and he was also the seventh divinely appointed Imam among the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam led a life which was in balance and harmony with that of the Prophet Muhammad, his great-great-grandfather. His life and the life of Imam al-Kazim was in the line and the direction of the Prophet Muhammad. And of course, the life of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was a strict adherence and obedience of Islam in so many different ways, whether it was his ethics, his morals, his behaviors, his actions, his statements. We find that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the copy of the Holy Prophet Muhammad of Islam, the messenger of Allah. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam led an upright, righteous, and noble life. These are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام لا تستقلوا قليل الذنوب فإن قليل الذنوب يجتمع حتى يكون كثيرا.
Imam al-Kazim عليه السلام stated, do not deem your petty sins as insignificant, for rarely petty sins accumulate and become grave sins.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's great to have you with us on the program. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. Dear friends, in the beautiful dialogues of this divinely appointed Imam from the household of the Holy Prophet, the divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, we find that His Eminence has these beautiful conversations. Now, what is really interesting is that these dialogues are not necessarily dialogues between human being to human being, but these are dialogues between a human being and their creator. Imam al-Kazim taught his companions how to have a dialogue with the Almighty Allah. In one such instance, he taught his companions the following dua, the conversation with Allah. Imam al-Kazim says, I have trusted in the living who does not die. I have fortified myself in the possessor of might and invincibility. I have sought help from the possessor of magnificence and kingdom. Allahu Akbar, dear friends. What a beautiful manner
does Imam al-Qadhim alayhi salam teach us to have a dialogue with the Almighty Allah. And in this dua, in this dialogue between Imam al-Qadhim alayhi salam and Allah the Almighty, which Imam al-Qadhim taught to his companion, we find so many beautiful elements here. One is that we trust in Allah, the one who is living and who will never die. What more trustworthier entity, and what better entity than Allah to have our trust in? When we trust in Allah, it is the best entity, the best being that we have put our trust in, because they are ever living and they will never die. And so for eternity, Allah will fulfill his trust. Next, that we fortify ourselves, we strengthen ourselves, we make ourselves powerful, because we rely upon the possessor and the owner and the true source of might and invincibility and power. When we fortify ourselves with Allah, when we strengthen ourselves with Allah, the one who is the source of strength, then how can we be considered weak? And finally, Imam al-Qadhim alayhi salam says, I have sought help from the possessor of magnificence and kingdom. It is so beautiful. What better entity, what better being to request help from, to seek assistance from, to call out for aid than Allah, the one who is generous, who is beneficent, who is munificent, who is magnificent, and who is the owner of creation, the owner of the kingdom supreme. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Qadhim, alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, the program Dialogue. I'm Atar, the producer of this program, and at this moment, I want you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Abbas Mirza about Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
There's a very nice hadith which comes from the Imam and says that Hazrat Adam was offered three things. Hazrat Adam was offered aql, Hazrat Adam was offered deen, Hazrat Adam was offered haya, you know, shame, modesty. So Hazrat Adam chose aql. He did not choose religion, or he did not choose haya, because it was the best choice. When you choose aql, right, the deen comes with it, and also haya, modesty, shame also comes with it. That's why there's a nice aqlun nas. The most intellectual individuals, Amirul Mumineen, are those who have haya. So that means intellectual person will have modesty, will have haya, will have shame. Unfortunately today, when we look around, we live in a very shameless society. There is no haya, there is no modesty in this modern civilization, right? So what this points out to, that this modern civilization lack in their intellectuality, because it is an indication. A modest person will be an intellectual person. So if a person is not modest, then he is not intellectual. He does not have aql. The sign of intellectuality is manifested, is reflected through modesty of a person.
Listening to to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, Fi Amanillah, and God bless you all.